With Montana News, I'm Mary Ald. The owner of a large block of private timberlands in northwest Montana says it's likely done its last major land sale after a deal announced this week. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Southern Pine Plantations sold 125,000 acres.
The timberlands west of Kalispell were sold to a Texas family and owners of Goosehead Insurance. Mark Jones is the company's chairman and CEO. He says the family will work to maintain public access to the land through Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Block Management Program.
We want to be a good neighbor, but we want to make sure that people understand that we also expect people to be good neighbors to us.
Jones says the family, along with FWP, will host a public meeting sometime this summer to help define what pieces of the land will remain open to the public. Jones says the family will also maintain ongoing timber operations into the near future. This may be the last major sale of what once was a nearly continuous 630,000 acre swath of timberlands in Flathead, Lincoln, Sanders, and Missoula counties. Southern Pine Plantations purchased the land from Weyerhaeuser early last year, raising concern of locals being cut off from land they'd access to fish, hunt, and recreate. Dick Dolan with the Trust for Public Land.
But I think there was a collective shudder running down the spine of people in Montana.
Dolan said there was concern that the Weyerhaeuser sale to Southern Pine could mean much of that land would be subdivided and sold. And in part, it was. Before the more recent sale to the Jones family, Southern Pine sold nearly half of its land to Green Diamond Resource Management Company. Another roughly 60,000 acres was subdivided and sold to numerous private individuals. Southern Pine plans to maintain roughly a quarter of the land it purchased from Weyerhaeuser. Southern Pine Plantations Montana manager Pat Patton says the company has made good on its promise to find ways to permanently protect public access to much of the land. Patton says that's being done through several conservation easements.
And if those move forward and go through, then over half of that 630,000 acres we'll be under a conservation easement, and we'll have protected public access and continued logging and forestry operations.
One of those easement deals has already been finalized, and several more are in the works. Trust for Public Land is involved in many of those projects and is also working to purchase 30,000 acres of Southern Pine land that it would give to the Lolo National Forest. Dick Dolan says he's happy with Southern Pine Plantation's efforts to conserve public access to the land.
They were serious about working with us and the people of Montana to conserve a big chunk of this, and we're working to do that right now.
Dolan says the trust will work with new landowners like timber company Green Diamond, which has already committed to keeping much of its lands open to the public, to permanently protect that access for generations to come. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.